to keep them guessing. The first couple, I had to adjust to the humidity, the sweat situation, because a couple of them just flat out slipped out of the hand and flew in on the lefties there. But it was unfortunate, but I was able to work around it and kind of lock back in and throw some strikes after that. So.
Are you telling me that it's not as humid in Worcester, Mass. As it is in Sugar Land, Texas?
No, in Worcester, Mass. It's probably in the 30s or 40s. So you got a lot of blowing in the hand there to get the hand warm. So whatever the exact opposite is, that's what Sugar Land is. So.
Well, from again, just one game for us to see you pitch, but it really seems like one of the main pitches you rely on is that big sweeper that you have. Where did that pitch come from? Are you one of the guys who kind of joined the sweeper revolution over the last couple of years, or was that something that you kind of already had and maybe just tweaked and adjusted to where it fits that sweeper classification?
Yeah, I mean, I've thrown it before there was even a sweeper, before the sweeper was even really a pitch that anybody called it that. It was just a slider for me. It was just kind of big and more like a sideways curveball shape, and that's kind of always how it just came out for me. I have a lower slot. I'm a supinator, so it always kind of worked for me to throw it like that, and I always had success with it. And then everybody else started throwing it, and it became a different pitch. So it's the same pitch that I've had my whole career. But, yeah, now it's just called a sweeper. I still call it a slider just because I want to have that slider intent with it to try to power it a little bit and not think so big with it so I don't yank it. But, yeah, I mean, I've had it for a while.
Since you said you've had it and you've utilized that same pitch, is it something that when everybody else started throwing it, did you look at maybe tweaking your grip, or did you make any small adjustments to it, or did you say everybody else has just caught up to me at this point?
No, I mean, I definitely have a better understanding of what I need to do to it to make it move like that, which is different than before. Before, I just kind of gripped it and ripped it, which is a good and bad thing, because then if it starts going bad, you don't really know how to fix it. But now I feel like I'm kind of on top of it to understand what makes the ball, what kind of seam effects make the ball turn that way. So, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty natural pitch for me to throw. So I throw it a ton, and it gave me success. Before everybody started throwing it, I still have success with it. So I like to think it works pretty good.
We're joined by Brandon Walter today. He'll be in the Space Cowboys starting rotation. He pitched in relief behind Lance McCullers Jr. Obviously, last season for you, lost season, I know that can be tough. And then in the middle of an injury, you have a change of organization because you get released by the Red Sox. The Astros pick you up. You finish rehabbing with them. I don't think everyone just sees a transaction come across the waiver wire.
Right.
But for you, what was that experience like, and how quickly did you say, okay, I'm going to go from the Red Sox to the Astros?
It was definitely an interesting experience. I learned some things. I didn't know I could. When I was hurt, I'm not thinking I'm going to be changing teams, and I'm just thinking about getting healthy and just seeing whatever happens. The Red Sox made some moves, had to get rid of the roster spot. I ended up getting released. I think it was a good thing for me to get up in a new place and just kind of come up with a new plan on how to get the arm healthy and just a new plan for me pitching wise too. Ended up in a really good organization that does a lot of good things for pitchers. I mean, they've been. I have nothing but good things to say about the organization since I've been here. The pitching minds, the medical staff, they got me right. The pitching minds are great too. It seems like they have a great plan for me and guys that kind of throw with my style to have success. So, it was a weird transition, but I'm glad it happened.
For folks who might not be familiar with you, since you are in a new organization, we got 3 innings worth of you. You obviously throw that big sweeper, but kind of what do Astros fans and Space Cowboys maybe need to know about you that they might not know just from looking at stats on a page or one or two outings for you?
Baseball-wise, you're going to get a lot of strikes. And if I'm not throwing strikes, it's not because I'm not trying to. So I'm aggressive in the strike zone. I challenge hitters. Like to limit walks, get my punch outs when I can, but I'm going to create action more so than not because I'm going to be in the strike zone.
Well, great outing, no hits allowed over 3 innings and your first time out. Looking forward to seeing it in the starting rotation here against Durham, but thanks for a couple of minutes of your time today, and we'll certainly catch up more throughout the course of the season.
Absolutely, I appreciate you talking with me.
All right, there he is, Brandon Walter, who's been with us. When we come back, we'll have your lineups and first pitch on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body, At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Welcome back to Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Space Cowboys getting set to take on Durham in the first interleague series in Space Cowboys franchise history. Let's go ahead and set your starting lineups for you tonight. And we'll begin with the visiting Space Cowboys, led by manager Mickey Story. Leading off is the second baseman, Bryce Matthews. Luis Guillorme follows him at third base today. Shea Whitcomb, who had started the game in left, is starting in right field tonight for Sugar Land. In the cleanup spot, the center fielder Quincy Hamilton. Colin Price is over at first, batting fifth. Cesar Salazar is the catcher, hitting sixth. Zach Short, the shortstop, hits seventh. In the eighth spot, the designated hitter, Jesus Bastidas. And rounding it all out once again in left field is Tommy Sacco Jr. So one more time for the Space Cowboys. That's Matthews, Guillorme, Whitcomb, Hamilton, Price, Salazar, Short, Bastidas, and Sacco. On the bump tonight for the Space Cowboys is the right-hander A.J. Blubaugh, making his season debut for Sugar Land. As for the Durham Bulls, who are 2-1 this year and led by second-year manager and former Astros player Morgan Insberg, here's how they line up this evening. Leading off is the center fielder Chandler Simpson. Eloy Jimenez follows him. He's the designated hitter and batting second. Bob Seymour, left-handed hitting first baseman, bats third. And the shortstop Carson Williams is in the cleanup spot. It'll be Coco Montez over at third base tonight. He's batting fifth. Tanner Murray is at second, hitting sixth. And Tristan Peters in left, bats seventh. The right fielder is Drew Baker. He'll hit eighth. And rounding it all out is the catcher, Kenny Piper. So one more time for the Bulls. That is Simpson, Jimenez, Seymour, Williams, Montez, Murray, Peters, Baker, and Piper. On the bump tonight for the Durham Bulls is the right-hander Joe Boyle, who is also making his season debut tonight for Durham. Those are your starting lineups. When we come back, it's time for first pitch in interleague play. Space Cowboys and Durham Bulls. We've got it for you next on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Right-hander Joe Boyle on the bump, and the first pitch brought home to Bryce Matthews, who swung on a miss. We are off and running here at 6:45 in the Eastern time zone here on opening night in Durham. Thrilled you are with us on this Tuesday night. Next offer from the righty Boyle, and that is over for a called strike, and Matthews quickly finds himself in a no balls and two strikes hole against the right-hander Joe Boyle. 6'7", 240-pound hurler, originally drafted by the Cincinnati Reds and has also passed through the Athletics organization. He brings home a breaking ball. Matthews is down looking on strikes. So very quickly, first hitter is retired for Sugarland. And with one gone, it brings up Luis Guillorme. Well, a picture-perfect night for baseball here in Durham. 67 degrees at first pitch. Barely any clouds in the sky as it was cooler today. Looks like we'll have cooler weather for the first couple of days here in Durham. Now it's Guillorme from the left side, and he takes the first pitch. That's a little wide for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Boyle last season split time between AAA Las Vegas and with the Oakland Athletics before they moved to Sacramento. Guillorme swipes and misses at this one here, and he's now in a 1-1 count. Guillorme 2-for-6 in his first couple of games with the Space Cowboys. What Boyle is known for, though, is his high-octane fastball. The set on the offer. And that is a little inside with the heater at 97. And it goes to 2-1 now to Guillorme. Boyle acquired by the Tampa Bay Rays this offseason as part of a giant deal with the Athletics back in December. The pitch on the way. And Guillorme takes a slider at 88 that just misses a little outside. So it goes even, it goes to three balls and one strike to Guillorme. Guillorme, a couple of runs and three walks in his first two games. The next offer, he's taken for a strike at the knees. Fastball painted at 99 and a called strike that time by home plate umpire Tyler Jones, who's our crew chief this evening. Guillorme in from the left side. Infield plays for him to pull slightly, but not an exaggerated shift. The payoff. And Guillorme laces it foul into the left field side. So it's three balls and two strikes still to Guillorme. Boyle operating from pretty much the middle of the rubber, sets just below the chest. And another payoff. And Guillorme, a sharp ground ball up the middle, out of the range of the second baseman Murray and into center field. Luis Guillorme has now hit safely in all three games that he's played with Sugarland. And he's on with one out for Shea Whitcomb. Right fielder number 10, Shea Whitcomb. But we are not at the ballpark that Bull Durham was filmed at. This is the second incarnation of the ballpark here for Durham. But this is Durham Bulls Athletic Ballpark, which is situated right in the middle of downtown Durham. Here's Whitcomb from the right side. And Shea comes up empty on a cut at a 99-mile-an-hour fastball for strike number one. The iconic bull is situated just inside of the foul pole down the left field line that obviously is made famous in the movie Hit the Bull, Win a Stake. The next offer. Whitcomb takes a sinker low and out. It's one ball and one strike to Shea. It's 3-0-3 down the left field line, but there is a 30-foot-high blue wall that's out there in left field. Now, it drops down once you get to the left center field gap to be 8 feet high, and that's the height that it is the rest of the way around in the ballpark. 1-1. And Whitcomb whips through a slider at 92. And that's a ball and two strikes down to Shea, who's 2-for-13 in his first three games with the Space Cowboys with a double. Guillorme off of first. No score between Sugarland and Durham. Just underway here in the top of the first inning. Guillorme not a very big lead off the base. And the offer. And Whitcomb strikes out swinging. 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Boyle collects his second punch out. It's 395 to straightaway center here at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. And the batter's eye is some green shrubbery that they have out there right above the sign. 327 down the right field line. Hamilton, left-handed batter waiting. The pitch to him, and he fouls the first one back for strike number one. Hamilton so far 2-for-10 in 3 games to the Space Cowboys. With a couple of RBIs, a run scored, he has walked 3 times and struck out once. The hold by Boyle in the offing. And Hamilton takes high and out. He's even at a ball and a strike now. Space Cowboys in their road gray jerseys tonight. Gray pants, and they have on the navy caps. Durham in their home whites this evening. Pitch on the way. He is grounded first base side. Seymour knocks it down at the base, collects it in foul ground, and goes one step back to the bag to retire the side. Space Cowboys get a one-out single, but nothing else in a scoreless first inning. We head to the bottom of the first. It's the Space Cowboys nothing, and the Bulls coming to bat on the other side on the Sugarland Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
No score as we head to the bottom of the first inning between the Sugarland Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls. And on the bump tonight for the Space Cowboys, 6'2", 195-pound right-hander, A.J. Blueball, seventh-round pick by the Astros back in 2022. Here's Chandler Simpson. He'll lead it off from the left side. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Fastball at 93. Blue ball, a remarkable standout season last year with Sugarland. Kicks home an 0-1. And that's taken knee high for a strike with a fastball at 94. It's 0-2 quickly to Simpson. Blue ball 12-4 last year with a 3.83 ERA with the Space Cowboys. The first ever Sugarland pitcher to win double-digit games. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at the top of the zone. 95 for the first strikeout for A.J. Blue ball. That strikeout is presented by Now and Forever, fueled by Victory. And Now and Forever gas, where every fill-up feels like a grand slam. Defensively, here's how the Space Cowboys line up behind Blue Ball today. Cesar Salazar, the catcher. Colin Price at first. Bryce Matthews at second. Get the left side of the diamond after the first offer to Eloy Jimenez. That's low and away with a cutter. It's Zach Short at short tonight, and Luis Guillorme is over at third. Tommy Sacco Jr. in left, Quincy Hamilton in center, and Shea Whitcomb in right field this evening. Offer on the way to Jimenez, and he lines this up the middle and through for a base hit. Well, Jimenez, a former standout prospect and major leaguer with the Chicago White Sox, signed on a minor league deal with Tampa Bay, and even though he didn't make the team out of spring training, he's performed really well. He's now 7-for-17 to start the year, including that single. So unlike the Space Cowboys, Durham gets their two-hole hitter on base, and it brings up the first baseman, Bob Seymour. Another left-handed batter, one of three lefties in the lineup tonight for Durham. Blue ball strides home. And a first pitch is a curveball, high and away, one ball and no strikes. Blue ball last year with the Sugarlands, 27 appearances. He made 25 starts and threw 124 and two-thirds innings. Brings him the next one. And Seymour whiffs and misses at a changeup. And it's even at a ball and a strike now. 128 strikeouts for Blue Ball. He led AAA in wins last year with 12. Pitch on the way. And Seymour takes a little low. It goes to 2-1. He's also third in ERA and fifth in batting average against. Obviously led the Pacific Coast League, and he was second in ERA in the PCL behind only Ryan Gusto. Next offering. And Seymour chases a high heater. The count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Blue Ball named a Pacific Coast League All-Star, and of course, the last time that we saw him in a regular game in a Space Cowboys uniform, he was brilliant in Game 1 of the Pacific Coast League Championship Series. And he'll step off and check on Seymour. The pitch clock was getting close to double zeros. No score between Sugarland and Durham. One gone, and Eloy Jimenez on first for the Bulls as the right-hander A.J. Blueboss stares into Bob Seymour. 2-2 offer, and it got him to chase a curveball down in the dirt. Second strikeout of the evening for Blue Ball. And with two gone, it brings up Carson Williams. Now, Blue Ball in the opener of the Pacific Coast League Championship Series went 5 2/3 innings. He gave up 2 runs, but remember, he was in there trying to ultimately throw 6 innings, but got the win in Sugarland's 14-2 victory over Reno. First offer, and Williams takes a heater in there for a strike at 94. It's 0-1. Well, Carson Williams is a name to know in minor league baseball. He's currently rated as the number 8 overall prospect by MLB Pipeline. Jimenez off of first, the pitch from Blue Ball. Wave and a miss on a sweeper, and it is 2 balls and 2 strikes to Williams. Shortstop for the Rays is 4-4-11 in 3 games. We should say with the Bulls, obviously Durham, the AAA affiliate of Tampa Bay. Jimenez a short lead off of first. Infield is swung around for the right-hander Williams to pull. And Blue Ball, the 0-2. Got him out in front of a sweeper, and A.J. Blue Ball works around a single to strike out the side in the bottom of the first inning. We move on to the second. No score between the Sugarland Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Scoreless between Sugarland and Durham as we head to the second inning. It'll be 5-6-7, Price, Salazar, and Short, the three scheduled to bat for Sugarland against the right-hander Joe Boyle, who threw 17 pitches, 12 of them were strikes. In the first inning, he gave up a single to Luis Guillorme, but K'd a couple. Price, right-handed hitting first baseman tonight, digs in. And Boyle brings it home. And a swing and a miss, and a slider for a strike. Price 1-for-7 in his first 2 games with Sugarland. That one, though, was a double that set up the game-winning run for the Space Cowboys on Friday night. Takes a fastball at 99 downstairs here. The count evens up at 1-1. The Price with a walk and three punch-outs to go along with that double. The hold by Boyle, the 1-1. Wave and a miss at a high heater. It's now 1-2. Sun breaking out from behind a little bit of clouds. It has departed all of the field except for the very edges of the outfield wall here. The field is all in the shade as Price is going to call his timeout here. Flags are not really moving very much in the ballpark tonight. Right-hander Boyle readies and his 1-2 delivery. And Price is tardy. He strikes out swinging 98-mile-an-hour fastball for the third punch out of the night. Well, the Space Cowboys saw Boyle a couple of times in 2024. And although he didn't pitch a ton of innings against them, he was very effective in the two times that he faced them. The first came back on May 29th at Las Vegas Ballpark, where he threw 2 1/3 shutout innings. Pitch on the way. And Cesar Salazar takes above the zone for a ball. Now Boyle gave up just one hit in that outing, walked two and struck out three. That was when he was on a Major League rehab assignment with the affiliate of the A's. Next pitch slider is a little in. It's two balls and no strikes to Salazar. Then he pitched against Sugar Land at Constellation Field in the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl and was very good there. 3 1/3 innings, just one run on a hit. 2-1. Salazar takes a called strike. That was a 2-0 pitch, actually, that's in there. It's now 2-1. Now Boyle that day walked two and struck out six. So the Space Cowboys got Boyle two of the three times that they faced off against Las Vegas last year. 2-1. Salazar flinches, but he holds off. They'll appeal over to third, and Tom Fornarola palms down on the check swing. So Salazar's ahead in the count, 3-1. Rest of our four-man umpiring crew tonight. It's Dan Merzell at second and Trevor Matthews at first. Home plate umpire Tyler Jones. Pitch on the way, and Salazar takes a strike. 100.1 on the gun and right on the outer corner. So it is run full. Well, Boyle has overpowering stuff. You can understand why the Rays would want to go out and acquire him. Of course, he's here in the minors because their starting rotation is actually pretty healthy right now. Payoff delivery, and Salazar down swinging on a slider. Well, whenever the previous pitch was 101, then you have that movement from the slider. That's why Boyle can be so devastating. Two gone in the inning, bases empty. No score between the Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls. So here is short. As Boyle strides home. And a first pitch fastball inner edge for a called strike. Well, Short has been great at getting on base for the Space Cowboys in his first three games. He's drawn two walks in each of them. He's got the most walks in AAA right now with six. Swings and misses at a fastball here, and it's quickly 0-2. And no other player in AAA had more than three walks entering play today. So Short has done a great job of getting on for Sugarland. He's reached an half of his plate appearances. 2 for 6 as a batter. Bases empty and two gone for him. And the 0-2. Swung on and missed. And Boyle makes quick work of the Space Cowboys as he strikes out the side here in the top of the second. 1.5 done on this Tuesday night home opener for the Durham Bulls. It's scoreless between Sugarland and Durham. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important.
because your Life Green checking account comes with Greenprint, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at Regions.com/Greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever. Makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Bottom of the second inning, no score between Sugarland and Durham. It'll be 5-6-7. Coco Montez, Tanner Murphy, and Tristan Peters, the three due up against the right-hander A.J. Blueball, who gave up a one-out single to Eloy Jimenez, but then struck out the side otherwise. Montez in from the right side. The pitch to him is grounded over to third. Glove cleanly by Guillorme, sets his feet, lobs to first, and Montez puts it in play, but he's retired on one pitch. Well, this is a unique experience to be here in Durham. First interleague series for either of these teams. This is something new that minor league baseball is doing. Of course, the balance of power used to be a little bit more even between the International League and the Pacific Coast League, but ever since the reorganization of the minors after the 2020 season, there are 20 teams in the International League and only 10 in the PCL. Pitch on the way. And a fastball misses the bottom of the zone at 93 to Tanner Murray for a ball. So, in order to vary things up, they have scheduled several of these interleague series, and the Space Cowboys have two of them. 1-0. Down in the dirt, kicks it up with a cutter. It's two balls and no strikes to Murray. So Sugarland will go to Iowa to take on the Cubs AAA affiliate coming up in late August. As the set. And the 2-0 is hit in the air out into center. Drifting back on it is Matthews, but it's over his head and dunks down to where Quincy Hamilton has to come in and pick it up essentially once it's stopped. Not only left the bat at 70 miles an hour, but put perfectly by Murray. It's a one-out single. That brings up Tristan Peters. Of course, Oklahoma City, they're going to have a series against the Memphis Redbirds, which is formerly a Pacific Coast League team. Round Rock is going to play the St. Paul Saints this year. Las Vegas is going to play a couple of teams as well. First offer, down in the dirt again. 1-0. But a very unique experience to come here. Coincidentally, this is also the first time that Durham is playing an International League series. Now they have, or an interleague series. Now they have played 5 games against Pacific Coast League opponents in their franchise history. Next offer, and Peters is way out in front of a changeup. Swings and misses, it's even at 1-1. Of course, that's because Durham has played in 5 AAA National Championship games, and they have won 4 of them. Most recently, they beat the Reno Aces in 2022. This is down in the dirt, a nice stop by Salazar. That will hold Murray over at first, and it goes to 2-1. Space Cowboys, the only game that they've ever played against an International League opponent was obviously the AAA Championship game last year when they took on the Omaha Storm Chasers. Lead off at first by Murray, and blue ball is 2-1. Right in there for a strike. Fastball towards the outer half of the plate, about knee high. And the count evens up at 2-2 to Peters. Left fielder for Durham batting from the left side. He's 3-for-11 in his first 3 games. Kicking the offer, and that is lined out towards center on initially, and now making a catch chest high is Quincy Hamilton. He started in, then hesitated like he was going to take a step back, but then came in one more step and made the squeeze for the second out. This is a franchise in Durham that certainly is known for excellence. The Rays have produced some great farm system teams over the years. Of course, Durham also technically won the International League. Well, they did win the International League in 2021 when they won the final stretch that year. First pitch comes home, and this is lofted up the middle and into center, a base hit. Wide turn of second, but holding up is Murray as Drew Baker collects his second hit of the season. Check that. Make it his third hit. Two men on with two outs now for the catcher, Kenny Piper. Now, Space Cowboys are staying within eyesight of the ballpark. As the hotel, we can see it from where we are here in the broadcast booth, just skewed off to the first base side behind home plate. Blue ball delivers, and Piper's out in front of a sweeper for strike one. Inning started with a ground out by Coco Montez. Tanner Murray then flared a single into right. Tristan Peters lined out sharply to center, and then Drew Baker with a solid stroke into center for a base hit. The 0-1 to Piper. He watches as a sweeper is over the inner half for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. So one of two catchers on the roster for Durham. The other one is former University of Texas Longhorn Trace Barrera. He's not getting the start this evening. 0-2. Fastball, little high and in. That was at 94 from blue ball. I think it was the 1-2. Short playing all the way to the edge of the outfield grass at his shortstop position. The 1-2. He's in there. Strike three called. Blue ball dots a fastball at 95 right at the top of the zone. We move on to the third. Scoreless between Sugar Land and the Durham Bulls on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys broadcast network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Beautiful Tuesday night at Durham Bulls Athletic Ballpark. We are scoreless between the Sugar Land Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls. Right-hander Joe Boyle for Durham has struck out five of the first seven Space Cowboys that he has faced, four of them swinging. So he'll get Jesus Bastidas, Tommy Sacco Jr., and Bryce Matthews here in this top of the third inning. Bastidas waiting, and Boyle brings it home. Zetas watches as a slider misses low and outside for ball number one. Now, Bastidas is 0-for-2 lifetime with a strikeout and two walks against Boyle. Next offer, and that is popped up out into shallow right field. Backing up on it, Murray is calling for it, and he continues to backpedal, ultimately surpasses Drew Baker. But that is out number one as the Space Cowboys put a ball in play for only the third time tonight. Boyle has now sat down the last six in a row that he has faced. And it brings up Tommy Sacco Jr. Sacco once again starting in left field tonight for the Space Cowboys. Switch hitter will bat left against the righty. First offer. And he lifts up the hands and takes inside a fastball at 97. It's 1-0. Sacco 2-for-7 to begin the season with a triple. He got an RBI off of it and a couple of walks. One ball offer. Wave and a miss over a 98-mile-an-hour heater, and it's even at one ball and one strike. Lights are just starting to turn on as it's still the beautiful golden hour. No sun on the field at this point, but lighting up all of the brick buildings that surround Durham Athletic Park. Next pitch is high, 99. It's 2-1. It's quite the weapon for the Rays to have down in their farm system as a potential call-up if they need it this year. Sacco taps a slider foul and draws the count even. Boyle last season made 15 appearances with Las Vegas and 13 outings in Oakland. His time with the Athletics, he went 3-6 with a 6.42 ERA through just a little over 47 innings. 2-2, Sacco a ground ball right side. Shifted over as Murray reaches down to his ankles, collects the low hopper, and throws to first for out number two. So that is now 7 in a row retired by Boyle as the lineup turns back over with two outs here in a scoreless game to Bryce Matthews. First, we said we saw Boyle on a rehab appearance last year as he had been placed on the IL with a lower back strain. Pitch on the way. And Matthews limbos away from a high fastball. Bryce's first time up went down looking on three pitches. The last one that froze him was a slider. The hold and the 1-0. And Matthews swinging that time fouls a fastball straight back. And it's even at 1-1. Matthews slightly open stance as he waits from the right side. And the offer. Held off on a slider down low. It's 2-1 now to Matthews. Boyle sets just below his chest. And here's the 2-1. Fastball inside. And so the count has gone to 3-1. Space Cowboys did a good job of getting on base in their series against Oklahoma City over the weekend, but they didn't do as good of a job converting those chances. 3-1. Matthews takes down low, ball four. And so that's the first walk of the day for Sugar Land. Space Cowboys drew 23 walks in their first three games. That was the most in the Pacific Coast League. However, they went 4-for-22 with men in scoring position against OKC, and they ended up leaving 30 men on base in the series. So looking for a higher conversion rate. Matthews is on. We'll see if he's moving. Pitch on the way. And Matthews stays put at first as Guillorme takes a little in tight. In ball and no strikes. Matthews 2-for-2 in stolen bases early on in the year. He is probably the most dangerous threat to steal for Sugarland. There he goes. He gets a giant jump, and it's down to the dirt. Matthews has the easiest steal you're ever going to find. He's in safely with his third steal of the season. Boy, he timed up Boyle perfectly. And Boyle hadn't even fully gotten into his windup, but he just committed to deliver home anyway. So a man in scoring position now and a 2-0 count to Luis Guillorme, the offer. Check swing. They'll peel over to third. No swing is the call by Tom Fornarola. And it's three balls and no strikes now to Guillorme. No score. Space Cowboys and Durham Bulls with two outs here in the top of the third inning at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Guillorme waits. And Boyle, here's his 3-0. Fastball does the trick. Gets over the outer side of the plate for a strike. Guillorme a single his first time up on a full count pitch. He's able to put it the same place that he did in his last at bat. He'll probably drive in Matthews. Here's the 3-1. And a ground ball foul over on the right side. Vladimir Sutil, first base coach for the Space Cowboys, will collect it and hand it underneath the railing and the netting that guards the first base side to a young fan that's there. Mickey Sorey, as he generally does, managing over at third for the Space Cowboys. Matthews off of second with two outs. Boyle checks that way. Now the payoff. And Guillorme wraps it foul over to the tarp on the third base side. And down into the bullpen, down the left side that houses the Bulls. Actually, on second look, it doesn't look like, even though the bullpen is in play, well, they got players down there. Another 3-2. That is high and outside for ball four. Back-to-back walks with two outs. And Shea Whitcomb will have a chance to try and drive in the first run of the game for Sugarland. With that, we'll have our first visit of the night from Brian Reith, the pitching coach for the Durham Bulls. Well, the bullpens are in play here at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The confusion is because down the third baseline where the Bulls bullpen is, it's located behind the mound. However, it appears that there's just a railing on the backside of the bullpen, and then there's a seating area that's right there behind them. And all the more dangerous for the bullpen guys, there's a bar right there. With that, the first couple of Bulls players and arms will start loosening up a little bit. Boyle now sitting just shy of 50 pitches for the night. The first offer to Whitcomb will be his 50th. 2 men on with two outs in a scoreless game. The pitch on the way. And Whitcomb takes a called strike with a slider. Shea was a strikeout victim his first time up. He went down swinging on a fastball. Boyle strides home. That fastball swung through and missed at the top of the zone. Whitcomb finds himself on a quick 0-2 hole. Matthews off of second. He walked and stole second. Guillorme at first after his two-out walk. Whitcomb, bat near his right ear as he waits. And Boyle brings home the 0-2. And Whitcomb takes a slider high. So more than anything, Sugarland has done a good job of racking up Boyle's pitch count here. He's about to throw his 23rd pitch here in this inning after he needed 17 in the first and 13 in the second. 1-2 is hit down the left field line. That's a fair ball and headed for the corner. Matthews can score easily. Mickey Story is going to wave Guillorme around as it's dug out in the corner by Peters, and the throw is nowhere close. Shea Whitcomb doubles in a pair, and the Space Cowboys have a 2-0 lead here in the top of the third inning. Second double of the year for Whitcomb, and his first RBIs. He got a slider towards the outer half of the plate and yanked it down the left field line and into the corner. So the Space Cowboys find a way to convert those walks as Guillorme scores from first. And Whitcomb, after a 91 RBI season last year, has his first two of 2025. So he's in scoring position now for Quincy Hamilton. Look back to second by Boyle and the pitch. And a fastball up and away, it's 1-0. And you have to wonder, Whitcomb hadn't really shown that he could catch up to the fastball there. He had swung and missed on it earlier in the at-bat. But Boyle decided to throw him another slider, 1-0. And Hamilton checks his swing and goes bouncing down towards the dugout on the third base side for a strike. And it's 1-1 now to Quincy. 2-0 Space Cowboys in front now, thanks to the 2-RBI double by Whitcomb. Hamilton slightly closed stance, two-tone bat in hand as he waits. And the 1-1. Bounces in just in front of home plate. Hamilton holds a hand up to keep Whitcomb at second base. And with that, the Bulls will get a right-hander up and throwing in their pen. Suppose that here it is redundant to say bullpen. You can make a possessive Bulls pen. 2-1. Hamilton, a hard bouncer over to first. Back at second with it is Murray. Short toss to Seymour, who went and covered the bag. And that's how the top of the third closes out. However, the Space Cowboys strike first thanks to a 2-RBI double by Shea Whitcomb. It was the only hit in the inning and a man left on as we move to the last of the third. It's now the Space Cowboys 2 and the Durham Bulls nothing on the Sugarland Space Cowboys Radio Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care, that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Two nothing Space Cowboys leading over Durham as we start the bottom of the third inning. Shea Whitcomb driving in two thanks to a double in the top of this frame. Back to the top of the order, and Chandler Simpson from the left side against A.J. Blueball. First pitch, and Simpson bunts, coming over. Blueball collects, fires a strike to first, and gets Simpson for the out. Simpson just bunted that a little bit too hard. Goes 1-3 on the putout and brings up Eloy Jimenez. Well, Simpson is maybe the most electric runner in the minor leagues right now. He led minor league baseball with 104 stolen bases last year. So the formula for success this evening against Durham is to keep Simpson off base. Here's Eloy Jimenez. He takes the first pitch. That's a fastball that misses a little bit for ball number one. Remember, we do have the challenge system still in place. Each team with two challenges to use tonight. The 1-0. And missed downstairs. It's two balls and no strikes to Jimenez, who singled his first time up. A sharp liner back up the middle against Blueball. AJ so far tonight has allowed three hits, all of them singles. Hasn't walked anybody and has struck out four. 2-0. That's hit in the air and struck pretty well. Hamilton twisting his hips as he backs up, settles underneath it, and makes a two-handed squeeze with his tan leather glove over his head for out number two. Blueball looking for a shutdown frame after the Space Cowboys gave him the lead in the top of this inning. Gave up a couple of singles an inning ago in the second. But trying to throw his first 1-2-3 frame of the night. Half-length navy sleeves out from underneath the gray jersey top with navy sleeves for the righty Blueball. Here's the first pitch to Seymour. He swings and grounds it over to second. It's picked up by Matthews. Short toss to first. And sure enough, it's a shutdown inning for A.J. Blueball as he retires Durham in order in the bottom of the third. We move on to the fourth inning. Space Cowboys leading Durham 2-0 on the Sugarland Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Fourth inning on opening night here at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. It's the Sugarland Space Cowboys leading Durham 2-0. Right-hander Joe Boyle, after having to throw 27 pitches in the last inning, comes back out and deals high to Colin Price for a ball. It's 1-0. Space Cowboys getting on the board in the third thanks to a pair of two-out walks to Matthews and Guillorme before a two RBI double by Shea Whitcomb. Next offer misses high and tight. Fastball at 96. And so it's two balls and no strikes to Price. It was a strikeout victim his first time up. Boyle comes downhill. That's on the inner half, a slider at 90 miles an hour. And it's now 2-1. Right-hander is up and throwing in the bullpen right now for Durham. So Boyle might not be long for this evening. That's way up and in. Goes caroming off the glove of Piper and trickles away. Miscommunication, and it's 3-1. So after Boyle was very sharp through the first two innings, the command has waned for him as he's gotten deeper into the ballgame. Next offer on the way. And Price takes a mighty cut and comes up empty, and the count's run full now to Colin. Cesar Salazar on deck, and then it'll be Zach Short to follow him. Right-hander Boyle waits. And now the payoff. And Price strikes out swinging. Just reared back and threw it by him at 98. And that is the sixth strikeout for Joe Boyle. First pitch on the way, and Salazar fouls it back for strike number one. Well, for Boyle last season, in his time in AAA, you can't really say that he ran into trouble at any point as he got later into games in terms of his batting average against. He only had one frame in the first six last year where hitters averaged over 200 against him. Next offer. Salazar takes a little wide. Evens at 1-1. Opponents hit 206 against him in the second inning last year when he was in Las Vegas. The problem has always been the walks for Boyle. Last season in the first inning alone, in 40 at-bats, he walked 16 batters. Salazar will step out of the box in a 1-1 count. 2-0 Space Cowboys leading Durham here in the top of the fourth. And Boyle deals. Salazar lobs it back in the net, foul. That goes to 1-2 now to Cesar. Of course, Boyle just didn't pitch that deep into ball games last season. And his stuff has been electric. The pitch. And Salazar hits this one high in the air out into left in front of the video board calling for it. He is the left fielder, Tristan Peters, and he secures it for out number two. Series continues tomorrow night. It's another 5:35 p.m. Central Time first pitch. Won't want to miss this one. The right-hander, Tyler Ivey, will make his regular season return to the mound for the Space Cowboys as the starter. Right-hander Connor Siebold is going to go for Durham. First offer to Short, and he has a one-handed finish as he swings and misses for strike number one. Space Cowboys leading Durham 2-0 here in the top of the fourth inning thanks to a Shea Whitcomb 2-RBI double an inning ago in the third. Next offer. And Short watches as this misses inside with a slider. Short, a strikeout victim his first time up. Just the third time that he's punched out in 13 times up this year. Game number four of the season for the Space Cowboys. Next pitch. Short takes another slider, and that time it's a little low and outside. Just passing by dusk here in Durham. Stadium lights starting to take full effect. An opening night for the Bulls. The pitch way high in it. Missed a 97, and so the count, 3 balls and 1 strike now to Short. Right-hander Joe Boyle, middle of the slab. Medium leg kick and deals, and Short dialed up, fouls it back. And so the count has gone full now to Short. Boyle heaves a deep sigh, and now the payoff. And Short slams this into center. That's a long run back, and chasing it down just shy of the warning track is the speedy Simpson in center field. Great contact that time by Short. However, Simpson, we mentioned his stolen base prowess. It translates to the field, and he runs it down. And Boyle needs a few pitches, but he throws a 1-2-3 top of the fourth. 3.5 done here in Durham. It's the Space Cowboys 2 and the Durham Bulls nothing. Now this from your local stations.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity, plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
AJ Blueball brings home the first pitch to Carson Williams, and it misses down low to kick off the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0 in favor of the Space Cowboys over the Bulls here in the last of the fourth. Blueball, the 1-0 delivery. Big rip and a miss by Williams on an elevated sweeper, and it's 1-1. So Blueball executed the shutdown inning in the bottom of the third. He needed just 5 pitches. To procure his 3 outs. Here's his third of this frame. That's another swing and a miss. Elevated and inside sweeper that Williams just cut straight through. That's 1-2. Right-handed batter struck out his first time up. Here's the 1-2. Right in there. Strike 3 called. Fastball 95.9. The hardest throw of the night for Blueball as he gets his 5th punch out. Second one looking. With one gone, it brings up Coco Montez. 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors for the Space Cowboys, no runs on 3 hits, and no errors for the Bulls. So here is Blueball facing off against Montez, a matchup from Albuquerque days, as Montez rips and misses at an up-and-in fastball for strike number 1. There's Coco Montez, the longtime infielder for the Albuquerque Isotopes, debuted with the Colorado Rockies and is now in the Rays organization. 0-1, good-looking fastball, but a touch inside. The count evens up at 1-1 to Montez. Entering tonight's game, Montez, a career 400 hitter against blue ball. Weak tapper out to short here, collected by Zach Short. Fast exchange and throw to first in time. There are two gone just like that as Tanner Murray comes to bat. Montez 2-for-5 lifetime against blue ball coming into this evening, but he has grounded out twice against him. Blue ball seems like he has picked up right where he left off at the end of last season as one of the most dominating starters in minor league baseball, especially at the AAA level. First pitch comes home to Murray. He swings and misses at a sweeper for a strike. Murray a little dead duck out into shallow right center for one of the three hits for Durham his last time up. Blue ball glove out from his face, now down to the belt and the 0-1. Fastball in for a strike. That was 96 from blue ball. And it's 0-2. Well, we saw last year that blue ball started the season with really good velocity. And then to throw a career high in innings, we saw him dial it back a little bit over the course of the season. However, the velocity came back in the AAA National Champion or in the Pacific Coast League Championship Series. 0-2, strike three called. Even though Salazar drops it, it goes up the first baseline, and that'll complete the strikeout. That was 97 on the outer half for A.J. Blue Ball, and that was his sixth strikeout of the night. It sends us on to the fifth, and the Space Cowboys still carry a 2-0 lead over Durham on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Two nothing Sugarland as we begin the fifth inning here on this opening night at Durham Bulls Athletic Ballpark. Day is over for Joe Boyle after four innings after he needed 73 pitches. And the new hurler is the right-hander Paul Gervais. Sets and deals to Jesus Bastidas. And the first pitch is inside for a ball. It's 1-0. So the final line for Boyle tonight, four innings, two runs on two hits, walked two and struck out six. He threw 73 pitches, 43 of them were for strikes. The next pitch, and Bastidas thought about it, and that came in and it hit him. It skimmed underneath the Sugarland across the front of Bastidas' chest, and after leading the Pacific Coast League and hit by pitches last year, Bastidas is plunked for the first time in 2025. First time that Sugarland has had the leadoff man on base in a frame. That brings up Tommy Sacco Jr. Well, this is a big moment here for Paul Gervais. He's a native of Cary, North Carolina. He's from only about 30 minutes away from here. As he misses in to Tommy Sacco Jr. for a ball, it is 1-0. Tonight is also his first time pitching at home in this ballpark. Second appearance he's made for Durham this year. 1-0, swung on and missed, and it's 1-1 now. Gervais, originally a 12th round pick by the Mets in 2022 out of LSU, deals home to Sacco, who sends it high in the air, back of home, tracking it for a moment is the catcher Piper, but that'll go onto the metal shell that covers the stadium here. And it's 1-2. Short leadoff at first for Bastidas. And the 1-2. Tapper foul. Well, for Gervais, he was acquired by the Rays last season at the deadline. Brought in from the Mets in exchange in a one-for-one deal for the right-hander Tyler Zuber. He had been at Double-A Binghamton, and then he finished out the year with Double-A Montgomery. Made 15 appearances for the Biscuits. And a pickoff throw over the first and a dime back in by Bastidas. But Gervais, actually where he grew up, he was in the vicinity of Bowie's Creek, obviously used to be the Astros A affiliate. That was managed by current Bulls manager Morgan Insberg when he was in the Astros org. 1-2, strike three called, outer edge, and Sacco knew it. Slider, outer half. Sacco is down on strikes. First out in the inning turns the lineup back over to Bryce Matthews. But Gervais, whenever he was growing up and was there in Bowie's Creek, he actually served as a bat boy for Morgan Insberg. So a full circle moment for him to be here in his native North Carolina and pitching. Bryce Matthews swipes and misses at the first offer for a strike. It is 0-1. Matthews scored the first run of the game for the Space Cowboys, followed very shortly by Luis Guillorme on a 2-RBI double by Shea Whitcomb back in the third. The next pitch, taking a little in with a sweeper. It's either one ball and one strike. Matthews stole second. He got a great jump off of Boyle and got his third steal of the year. Next pitch on the way. And Matthews tips it foul on that and might have caught a piece of Piper as he comes away gripping the chest protector. And our home plate umpire, Tyler Jones, will give him an extra moment as part of that professional courtesy. The plate is pristine and white, painted for home for opening night, and Jones still gives it a nice swipe with the brush out of his back pocket just to give Piper an extra moment after catching that foul ball in the chest protector. Everybody's reset here now. Matthews waits from the right side. Right-hander Gervais, who's a 1-2 pitch. Matthews takes a little tight at 93 for a ball. Infield plays for Matthews to pull. As the next pitch, swung on and missed. High sweeper. And Gervais has struck out back-to-back batters. That's the eighth punch out of the night for Space Cowboys batters. Two gone, it brings up Luis Guillorme. On the other side of things, A.J. Blueball has struck out six batters tonight. Space Cowboys trying to get another two-out rally going here. The pitch, and Guillorme whacks it into the netting behind home foul for a strike. Well, Guillorme has parlayed his hot spring into a great start with Sugarland. He's now 3-for-7. With a single and a walk tonight, a 3-for-7 overall with four walks. Takes a breaking ball off the outer edge, and it's 1-1. Guillorme has never been known for his bat. Obviously, the thing that he's most known for is his slick fielding. There's a reason that as he came up through the Mets farm system, his nickname was Los Manos, the pitch. Swing and a tipper foul that time. And so the count goes to 1-2 now to Guillorme. Last season, between three major league teams, Guillorme hit just 205. The pitch bends back, and going for second is Bastidas, and he'll be in without a throw. Up and in fastball, and so Jesus Bastidas gets his first steal of the year. The Space Cowboys have been off and running tonight. Diorme waiting here with the man in scoring position. And now the 2-2. Taken off the plate. And it's gone full now to Guillaume. 2-0 Sugar Land in the top of the fifth inning. Space Cowboys trying to add on another and see if maybe they can get Whitcomb to the plate for an RBI chance as well. The payoff pitch, and Guillaume hits this one in the air, out into right field, tracking it towards the right field corner, and it is caught, running and disappearing into the right field corner by Drew Baker. He just took away extra bases from Guillaume, but might have run into something down in the right field corner as Morgan Insberg, along with the athletic trainer, are sprinting down into the right field corner right now. And he is up, and it looks like Baker is all right as he is walking down the right field line under his own power. He's got the ball in his hand, and he made the catch, and that is a sensational play by Drew Baker. And as he's walking with the trainer, he's pointing to his ribs, possibly just had the wind knocked out of him there. They'll give him a standing O. An incredible running catch in the right field corner by Drew Baker to certainly rob the Space Cowboys of another run. We're halfway home on opening night here in Durham, and the Space Cowboys currently lead it over the Durham Bulls by a score of 2-0 on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Two nothing in favor of Sugarland as we start the bottom of the fifth inning. A.J. Blueball brings home a first pitch breaker, and it is over for a strike to Tristan Peters. It is 0-1. We'll see if Drew Baker hits for himself here in the bottom of the fifth inning. He's scheduled to bat next. The pitch, and Peters hits this on the ground. A sharp grounder, but it's fielded behind the back by Short. He makes a chest-high throw to Colin Price for out number one. And indeed, Drew Baker, who we lost sight of as he ran into the right field corner, we saw him catch the ball, but then he went crashing into the stands and into the side wall that's down the right field line, stays in the game and is going to bat here. One of the better catches you'll see with Baker running into the corner. Now Blueball brings it home. And a first pitch is a sweeper for a strike. It's 0-1. Now on the other side of things, A.J. Blueball has looked completely in control tonight. Right-hander the 0-1. Fastball in there at 93 for a strike. It's 0-2. Blueball got a strikeout of Tanner Murray to end the fourth inning. And the pitch was 97.2. I don't remember him throwing a pitch in a game that fast last year. The 0-2 just fouled off 82-mile-an-hour sweeper, and it'll stay at no balls and two strikes now. The Blueball posted video of himself this offseason hitting 98 in bullpen sessions. So if he's added velocity, that is great to hear. 0-2. Swing and a miss. 94 at the top rail. And that's 7 punch-outs for A.J. Blueball tonight. And he's now retired the last 9 men in a row. So with 2 gone in the inning, it brings up the catcher and 9-hole hitter, Kenny Piper. Well, Blueball got a chance to pitch in spring training this year, but all of it came in relief for the Astros. Now, it's a role that Blueball can certainly fill, but he is most comfortable as a starter. First pitch fastball is up for ball one to Piper, who struck out looking on a fastball his last time up back in the second. Blueball's 1-ball pitch finds the zone at 93, and it's even at 1-1 now. 2-0 Space Cowboys in the bottom of the fifth, thanks to a 2-RBI double by Whitcomb back in the third. 1-1. And that's bounced at home plate, foul on a sweeper. And it goes to 1-2 now to Piper. The Blueball, we saw him start the exhibition game against the Astros on Tuesday night of last week. The only mistake he made was to Yordan Alvarez. 1-2 offer, breaking ball. Did he go? He did not. On a sweeper, a little off the dish. And so the count evens up at 2-2 to Piper with Chandler Simpson waiting on deck. Blue ball peers over the glove, and the 2-2 popped high and foul and out of play. So doing it at 2-2 to Piper. And there it is. Night settling in as we come up on 8 o'clock here in the Eastern Time Zone in Durham, North Carolina. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball got him. 97 from A.J. Blueball, who has struck out 8 over 5 shutout innings tonight. To the 6th, it's the Space Cowboys 2. And the Durham Bulls nothing on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys broadcast network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Do nothing Sugarland as we start the sixth inning here at Durham Bulls Athletic Ballpark. Right-hander Paul Gervais out for a second inning of relief work. Shea Whitcomb is the man who leads it off against him. And Shea stares as a sweeper misses down around his feet in the opposite batter's box for ball one. The Space Cowboys have their lead thanks to a 2-RBI double by Whitcomb his last time up in the third. Next pitch is in tight. Fastball around the belt buckle. That's 2-0 now to Shea. And Whitcomb doubled just inside of the left field line, and it went all the way down and rattled around in the left field corner, letting Luis Guillorme score from first base. This misses in, and Whitcomb is ahead. 3-0. It's Hamilton and Colin Price, the other two scheduled to bat in this inning. 3-0 pitch. upstairs, and Whitcomb works the walk. Leadoff man is on for the Space Cowboys. For the second consecutive inning, remember, Jesus Bastinas was hit by a pitch an inning ago in the fifth. He stole second, but he was left stranded after Drew Baker made a great running catch out in right field. So Rob Guillorme of an extra base hit, and certainly an RBI. First pitch on the way. And Hamilton takes a fastball at 93 for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, last night, a special night at Daikin Park as Ryan Gusto made his major league debut for the Astros through two scoreless innings in relief. As Hamilton, a one-handed finish as he corkscrews through a fastball for a strike. And it's 0-2. Gusto obviously was set to start the final day of the season for the Astros. And then after he pitched an inning against Sugarland in the exhibition game on Monday, he was told he had made the roster and was on the opening day roster for the Astros as Hamilton flies this one out into shallow left. That sends back Williams, instead calling everybody off and making a feet-first sliding catch is Chandler Simpson. Boy, it seemed like Peters maybe had the easiest beat on it, but when you're a center fielder, you have the call, and Simpson came in and made a feet-first sliding catch just off the turf to take away a flare single. So out number one brings up Colin Price. Gervais brings it home. And that's down and out of the glove of the catcher Piper and heads all the way to the backstop. That's going to let Whitcomb easily advance to second. See how they score that, whether it's a wild pitch or a pass ball. High likelihood that that'll go down as a wild pitch, even though Piper would probably say he should have got his glove on top of it. Regardless, it's a man in scoring position for Sugarland with only one out here in the top of the sixth. Now the one ball off. And Price swings and misses on a heater. It's 1-1. Price 0-2 so far tonight with a couple of strikeouts. Indeed, that's been ruled a wild pitch. Inside with a cutter. He missed. It's 2-1. But congratulations to Ryan Gusto, who didn't get to pitch in the three games against the Mets, but came in and threw last night two shutout innings, debuting for the Astros. Whitcomb a big lead off second, doesn't go anywhere. The 2-1 is tipped into the mid of Piper for a strike. And it's even at 2-2. Space Cowboys have already stolen a couple of bases tonight. Bryce Matthews had one in the third, and Bastidas had a stolen base in the last inning. No action for Sugarland in their pen as the pitch is tapped up the first baseline. This will move the runner as Seymour collects it, turns, and takes three firm steps back to the bag. First baseman versus first baseman, and Seymour was a lot closer to the bag for the out. However, Whitcomb does advance down to third. And now Cesar Salazar will have a two-out RBI chance. 2-0 Space Cowboys over the Bulls. A two RBI double by Shea Whitcomb, driving in the only runs. He's got a chance to maybe score one here as the first pitch. And Salazar flinched. Look over to first, and no swing is the call. Those Astros are back in action tonight as they continue their series against the San Francisco Giants. They were shut out and taken down by Jordan Hicks, who had a brilliant start last night. This is fouled off. Hayden Wesneski is going to make his Astros debut coming up tonight as he starts for the Astros. And with Houston falling 7-2 last night in their game. 1-1 offer. Salazar can hold up on a cutter down low. And it goes to 1-2. Sessor's 0-2 tonight. Struck out back in the second. He flied to left back in the fourth. As Gervais walks off the back slope of the mound a little bit, wipes his right hand on the back of his white baseball pants, and now holds the ball in his right hand behind the small of his back. Sets just above the belt. And here's a 1-2. Salazar takes. The fastball misses at 96. Well, the faithful here Durham Bulls Athletic Park don't like it, but it did miss per StatCast. No challenge from either side. And Gervais strides home. 2-2 breaking ball fouled off into the Space Cowboys dugout. Cam Smith back in right field tonight for the Astros after a day off yesterday. Jose Altuve got the start at second last night for the Astros. Pitch on the way. And Salazar takes low and in. So it is going full now to Cesar with Zach Short waiting on deck. Whitcomb a big lead off of third. And Gervais, the payoff to Salazar. Down on the dirt, ball four, he walked in. Second walk in the inning for the Space Cowboys, who now have men on the edges for Zach Short. And very quickly, a hurdler gets up and begins throwing in the pen for Durham. They have another right-hander that is loosening out there. So it looks like that is a familiar name to us in the Pacific Coast League, Jonathan Hernandez. Former Texas Rangers farmhand is out there getting the ball. Also draw a meeting on the mound. Space Cowboys have this six-game series here in Durham, and then they're home next week, Tuesday through Sunday, to take on the Albuquerque Isotopes. Of course, join us coming up on Friday and Saturday night for Championship Weekend, presented by Visit Sugarland. Coming up on Friday night, the first 2,000 fans receive a replica Space Cowboys championship jersey. And then on Sunday, or on Saturday, the first 2,000 fans receive a replica AAA National Champions ring. Get your tickets, slspacecowboys.com. Here's Short, and he takes the first pitch well wide, a sweeper that Piper did a really good job to move to his right and squeeze, stretching across his body. And that prevents Whitcomb from potentially scoring from third. Salazar's over at first with two outs. 1-0. And Short takes another one down low and outside. It's 2-0. So Sugarland is continuing their walking ways. Now 27 walks this season in four games. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball missed in. It's three balls and no strikes to Short, and we have our first challenge of the night. So this will be Piper challenging for Durham. Whether this was a ball or a strike, we get another look at the video board on the left field wall, and it was a ball. So Durham loses their first challenge of the night, as that is upheld. So the 3-0 count now to Short with men on the edges and two outs. Gervais brings it home, and he missed outside, ball four, and Zach Short has walked in every game that he's played for the Space Cowboys, and just like that, the bases are loaded for Jesus Bastidas. Morgan Imsberg is on the top step. He'll get a look back, and now will emerge from the dugout, put a couple of things on the top rail, and is going to come out and get Paul Gervais. A nice moment for Gervais, pitching just 30 miles from where he grew up. And he's going to hand the ball off to the manager who he served as a ball boy for, but he leaves a mess behind for the right-hander, Jonathan Hernandez. We'll introduce you to him on the other side. Space Cowboys with the bases loaded and two outs, leading it 2-0 here in the top of the sixth inning on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life.
Regions Bank, embrace the iffy life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Pitching change for the Durham Bulls here in the top of the sixth inning. Bases loaded for the Space Cowboys in two outs. And it'll be Jonathan Hernandez on to throw for the Durham Bulls. Hernandez, 28-year-old right-hander, stares in and deals to Bastidas. And Jesus takes a called strike at his 0-1. Last season, Hernandez pitched for both Tacoma and Round Rock. When he was with Round Rock, he faced off against Bastidas three times, the pitch. And Jesus swings and misses. It is quickly 0-2. Bastidas 1-for-3 last year with a double and an RBI and a couple of punch-outs against Hernandez. Whitcomb on third, Salazar at second, Short at first. 0-2, and Bastidas strikes out swinging, slider low and away. So the Space Cowboys load up the bases on three walks, but they leave them full. We're on to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 2 and the Durham Bulls nothing on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Last of the sixth inning, Space Cowboys leading Durham 2-0. A.J. Bluebaugh is back out for a sixth inning of work. Look at the top of the order here, Chandler Simpson, Eloy Jimenez, and Bob Seymour. Left-handed batting, Simpson waits, and Bluebaugh delivers. And a first pitch is a curveball, bottom of the zone for a strike. Luis Guillorme is cheating into the cutoff of the infield grass over at third with Simpson's speed. The 0-1. Check swing. Fastball a little high. It's one ball and one strike now to Simpson, who's 0-2. Tried to bunt his way on last time, but he pulled it up the first baseline, and Bluebaugh was able to get to it in time. 1-1. Down on the dirt, and it's two balls and one strike now to Simpson. A Bluebaugh, three hits allowed. He gave up a single to Jimenez back in the first, and then a couple of base knocks in the second. But he has retired 10 in a row coming into this inning. The 2-1 delivery. Simpson fouls it back, and the count evens up at 2-2.
Everybody clap your hands.
Bluebaugh, 8 strikeouts. He has struck out 4 of the last 6 batters that he has faced, including a couple of them looking. Even count here with nobody gone and the bases empty to Simpson. And blue ball, here's his 2-2. And a bouncer. This is up the middle. This is going to be tough. Barehand. Guillorme throws to first. A little wide. And it brings Price off the bag. And that'll be an infield single for Simpson. Well, Simpson is the pure example of put the ball in play and force the defense to make a play. And he's able to get on base because of a little dribbler that barely made it past the mound. Guillorme did everything that he could to get Simpson, and even with a more accurate throw, I don't know if it beats him there because of how quick he is. And now the fastest runner in minor league baseball is on, and blue ball immediately picks over to first. Now, Simpson last season, 104 stolen bases between high A and double A. So he is looking to go. First offer to Jimenez. That's way up and in for a ball, 1-0. And this is what great speed, like what Simpson has, can do to opposing pitchers, is it can alter your delivery. Now, granted, that single broke up a string of 10 in a row retired for blue ball. He had really been in the rocking chair. 1-0. Simpson starts and stops, and Jimenez swings and misses for a strike. But Jimenez, a single back in the first. He flied out to center his last time up in the third inning. Space Cowboys bullpen is quiet as blue ball is about to throw a 60-second pitch of the night. Here's the 1-1, and Jimenez fouls it back. And it's now one ball and two strikes to Jimenez. Space Cowboys got their two runs back in the top of the third inning after walks to Bryce Matthews and Luis Guillorme. And an RBI double into the left field corner by Shea Whitcomb. Only scoring threat tonight came in the second for Durham after singles by Murray and Baker at the bottom of the lineup. Blue ball, another pick over to first, and Simpson a dive back in. And now, this is what is even more dangerous. Whenever you have a fast runner, since blue ball has picked over to first base twice, if he picks over there again and Simpson gets back in safely, it's a balk. Long hold, the 1-2, there goes the runner, it's fouled back. Simpson still dirties up the front of his white jersey as he slides into second. Now Bryce Matthews has a conversation with him. So this is the most stress that blue ball has faced in an inning since the second. Right-hander readies, and another 1-2. Simpson goes, and this is popped in the air out into right field. Coming in, Simpson is at second. He didn't realize it. Whitcomb makes the catch. The throw back to first. They double him up. Simpson just took off and slid in headfirst to second and didn't realize that Jimenez had fouled out. And so the Space Cowboys get a double play on a fly ball to right. And a throw in from Shea Whitcomb, his first real opportunity as a right fielder this season, and he collects a double play. So a base running mistake by Simpson turns into an F9-3 double play. And there are two gone now as Bob Seymour stands in. Blue ball readies in the first offer. And that is right there in the knees, a changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. So really a stroke of luck for the Space Cowboys simply because Simpson had gone sliding in headfirst to second, so determined to get to the bag. 0-1 is up and away at 95, and it's even at 1-1. And so now blue ball trying to finish off six quality innings on his first start of the year, the 1-1. And Seymour rips and misses at a changeup. And it's 1-2. And blue ball is just one strikeout shy of tying his career high with 9 punchouts. He's done it 3 times. Last came in September against Oklahoma City last year. One, two count. Blue ball to the belt. Here's the pitch. Down low with the changeup. So the count evens up at 2-2 to Seymour, who grounded out to second back in the third. And he was a strikeout victim back in the first. 2-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. And on opening night here in Durham and his first start of the season, A.J. Blueball ties a career high with 9 strikeouts over 6 shutout innings. We move to the 7th. It's the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 2 and the Durham Bulls nothing on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
We start the 7th inning, and the Sugar Land Space Cowboys still have a 2-0 lead over the Durham Bulls, thanks in part to a 2-RBI double by Shea Whitcomb, and excellent pitching for A.J. Blueball, who has tied a career high with 9 strikeouts tonight as he turns in a quality outing if he is done after 6 innings in his first start of the year. New hurler in for the Durham Bulls, as it's brought home to Tommy Sacco Jr. high for a ball from the right-hander Jacob Wagisback. So he replaces Jonathan Hernandez, who was brought on with a bases loaded and 2 outs and struck out Jesus Bastidas in the 6th. 1-0, and Sacco fouls it back. 1-1 to Tommy. The Space Cowboys have left 6 men on base tonight. Durham has left 3. And has sent the minimum to the plate since the 2nd. Here's the 1-1. Sacco takes curveball for a strike on the outer edge. And it goes to 1-2. Wagisback. Here it is. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Strike 3 called. Fastball at 94 on the outer half. One gone in the lineup will turn back over to Bryce Matthews. Wagisback ready. Here's the first pitch. And that is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Wagisback was originally a 37th round pick by the Pirates back in 2012 out of Ole Miss. Made his major league debut in May of 2019. Here's the 0-1 to Matthews. And Bryce swings and misses over a cutter. It's 0-2. Wagisback debuted with Toronto. Made 16 appearances, 13 starts that year for the Blue Jays. Pitched to a 5-5 record with a 4.38 ERA. Bryce 0-2 with a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. Waits for Wagisback. And the right-hander, here's his 0-2 pitch. Up and in with a fastball at 93. A Wagespack pitched in four games for the Rays last season. 10 innings, he gave up 7 runs, 6 earned. Walked 10 and struck out 11. Here's the 1-2. Got him swinging, fastball at 94. Matthews strikes out for the third time tonight. Back-to-back punch-outs for Wagespack to start the evening. Oh, 2 gone, it brings up Luis Guillorme. Left-handed action for the Space Cowboys in their bullpen. It looks like the southpaw Bennett Sousa is the one getting warm for Sugarland. So A.J. Bluebaugh looks like he will be done after 6 three-hit shutout innings today. Wagespack delivers, and Guillorme takes a curveball for a strike. Now, Guillorme, the only time that he was retired tonight was his last time up back in the 5th inning, and that was thanks to an incredible running catch by Drew Baker out in right. 0-1. There's a changeup that time. Plucks the string at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-2. Otherwise, Guillorme walked in the 3rd, and he singled back in the 1st. He came in and scored on the double by Whitcomb. Back in the 3rd, that's the only offense for either side that has produced a run tonight. The pitch, high and away. Center fielder Simpson is in a few steps and shaded over towards left. Right fielder Baker is more towards the gap than the line. 1-2. And Guillorme down on strikes. Got him on a fastball. And Jacob Wagespack strikes out the side in a 1-2-3 top of the 7th. Time to stretch it here at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. It's the Sugarland Space Cowboys 2 and the Durham Bulls nothing on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Pitching change for the Space Cowboys as we move to the bottom of the 7th inning. Sugarland leading over Durham 2-0. Lefty Bennett Sousa is on. He'll get the cleanup man and right-handed batter Carson Williams. First pitch on the way. And a fastball is just a touch low from Sousa. It's 1-0. Now, Sousa has made 2 appearances so far for the Space Cowboys this year. Both of them have been scoreless. He threw a scoreless inning on Sunday against Oklahoma City. Next offer is a strike, and it's 1-1 now to Williams, who's 0-2 today with a couple of strikeouts. A.J. Bluebaugh, nothing short of brilliant this evening. 6 three-hit innings, no walks, and 9 strikeouts. 1-1 and a whiff and a miss by Williams, and it's 1-2. Bluebaugh faced the minimum after the 2nd inning. He retired 10 in a row at one point. He was helped by the fact that Chandler Simpson ran into a double play. Pitch on the way. He's lined out towards right center field and down for a base hit. Whitcomb into the gap, cuts it off. Carson Williams has a solid single, and the leadoff man is on here for the Bulls.
Third baseman number 5, Joe Montana.
Well, for Sousa, he is very familiar with pitching against Durham. This is his 17th career outing against the Bulls. Remember that Sousa was originally a part of the White Sox organization and therefore pitched at AAA Charlotte. First offer on the way, tipped foul by Coco Montez for strike one. Sousa in 16 prior outings against the Durham Bulls, 1-2 with a save in 17 innings, a 6.35 ERA, 10 walks to 26 strikeouts. The 0-1, right over for a strike. And it's 0-2 now to Montez. So this is where what's unique about this series is because it is interleague, it is two organizations who don't see each other all that much. As Sousa, the 0-2, Montez fouls it back. So as a result, you know, for Durham, none of these hitters outside of Coco Montez had to ever face off against A.J. Blueball. Now for the lefty, Bennett Sousa, some of these guys in the International League and here with Durham have certainly seen him over the course of his career. He looks over to the runner, Williams, at first. And now the 0-2. He's hit over the right side, but foul. Lofting over Colin Price's head, but ended up in foul ground. Fastball at 96 that time from Sousa. Velocity is up a little bit for him since he returned from thoracic outlet surgery that he had at the beginning of last season that forced him to miss all of 2024. The hold and the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down on the dirt. Sousa collects a punch out. 10th strikeout of the night for Space Cowboys pitching on a slider down low. By the way, for the Astros today, Houston did make a trade. As the Astros traded for the right-hander Nick Robertson from the Toronto Blue Jays. In exchange, they sent the right-hander Edinson Bautista. Pitch on the way. Down in the dirt and gets out of Salazar's mitt. And that's going to allow for Williams to head down to second. Pitch in the dirt. The one that Salazar had in his glove, but it just went trickling away from him and got away enough that it lets the runner advance. So now man in scoring position with one out for Tanner Murray, who coming into tonight had started the season on a heater. There goes the runner for third, and the pitch is swung on a miss. The throw to third, the tag by Guillorme, not in time, he's safe. Williams holds the bag at third. Slider on the inner edge that was called a strike to, or that was swung on a miss for a strike by Murray. But now in the span of two pitches, Carson Williams has moved over to third base with the steal. The pitch on the way, and a swing and a tipper foul. So they go to 1-2. By the way, they have ruled that as a pass ball on Salazar. Even though it was down to the dirt, ruled a pass ball. Infield draws in now with one out and a man at third. Sousa, the 1-2. Swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt. Salazar looks the runner back to third, throws to first, and Price completes the strikeout. A big punch out there for Sousa. He got him on a slider. And with two outs, it brings up Tristan Peters. But this is where we enter a new era for the Space Cowboys. Really, the only name in the bullpen that was part of last year's dominating bullpen. There are two of them who were on that trust list for Mickey Storey and Nick Hernandez and Logan Van Wy. First pitch on the way is tapped foul at home for a strike to Peters. Ray Gaither on the injured list. Luis Contreras, Brian King, along with Rafael Montero, all up with the Major League club. Wander Suero in another organization. The kick from Sousa inside. It's 1-1. So the Space Cowboys are going to have to find the roles in their bullpen. Lefty-lefty matchup here against Peters is 0-2 tonight. He lined out the center back in the second. And he grounded out up the middle back in the fifth. Sousa delivers. 1-1 is swung on a miss. Devastating slider. That is the primary pitch that Sousa relies on. It's a swing and miss there. And it's 1-2. Space Cowboys hanging on to a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Sousa from the third base side of the slab brings home a 1-2. Swung on and tipped, and Salazar just couldn't quite glove it because Peters caught a piece of it. And he'll see a 1-2 now to Peters. Drew Baker, the man on deck for the Bulls. Infield plays for the left-handed hitting Peters to pull. Short is just a step to the left of second and all the way to the outfield grass. The pitch down in the dirt, and Salazar does a great job to get his chest on it and block it about 5 feet right on the third base line. Guillorme is not holding on. Williams over at third. So as a result, he's getting a very large lead. If Salazar doesn't get his chest all the way onto that and knock it down in front of him, and more than that, even knock it down up the third baseline, there's an outside chance that Williams comes in and scores. Two gone, man at third. And Sousa's 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with the slider. So Bennett Sousa wriggles out of trouble, and the Space Cowboys maintain the shutout. We head on to the top of the eighth inning. It's the Sugarland Space Cowboys 2 and the Durham Bulls nothing on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/getmore to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Shea Whitcomb leads it off, and the first pitch to him is on the inner edge for a called strike to start the eighth inning. It is 0-1. Space Cowboys leading it 2-0 as we start the eighth. As the set by the righty in it, delivery down low and out. Whitcomb has provided the only offense tonight, a 2-RBI double back in the third. Right-hander Jacob Waggis back for his second inning. Here's his 1-1. And Whitcomb fouls it off, and it kicks back up and gets him in the face. And Shea appears to be all right. He wears that flap that comes down over his face, and he's pointing and saying it got him right on the very tip of his batting helmet. A foul ball straight down and back up. Home plate umpire Tyler Jones giving him a couple of minutes, a couple of seconds. They're sent by the righty Waggis back. Long hold and delivery. And this is sharply struck out toward short. Collected by Williams. Throw to first is a little low, but Seymour picks it on a short hop for out number one.
Center fielder, number 22, Mackenzie Hamilton.
Space Cowboys have right-handed action out on their bullpen. It looks like Logan Van Wy is the man getting loose for the Space Cowboys for the eighth. There's Bennett Sousa worked around a leadoff single, a pass ball, and a steal to strike out the side and leave a man at third. First pitch to Hamilton is a little high. It's one ball and no strikes to Quincy. A.J. Blueball got the start tonight for Sugarland, and he was brilliant. Six three-hit shutout innings with nine strikeouts for A.J. Waggis back the 1-0. At the knees for a strike. Changeup, it's 1-1. Here's the next offer. Hamilton swings and fouls it back. It's now 1-2. Quincy so far today is 0-3. He's grounded out twice, and he flied out to the left center his last time up in the sixth. Space Cowboys trying to pick up a win in the opener against Durham. Here's the 1-2 offer. Way high in the way. As we play here in the eighth inning, we take our first look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. In the PCL, we are not the only interleague series. The pitch on the way. Hamilton swings and tips it, but it is caught cleanly by Piper, and that is a strikeout. So the fourth strikeout by Waggis back. Two gone. He's retired all five that he has faced. And Colin Price will be the batter. They are just getting underway at Dell Diamond. And in the bottom of the first inning, the Toledo Mudhens have a 2-0 lead over the Round Rock Express. And wouldn't you know it, on the mound right now for the Mudhens is former Space Cowboy Matt Gage. First off, to Colin Price is a little up and in for a ball. It is 1-0. Gage signed a minor league contract with the Detroit Tigers this offseason. 1-0 pitch, and Price fouls it off right side. Ryan Madris also playing for Toledo, as is David Hinsley. And more recently, Ben Gamel has signed a minor league deal with Detroit after he was released in spring training by the Astros. This has popped up back of home. Mask off for Piper back towards the netting, and he can't make a basket catch. Tough play there for the catcher Piper, but it falls down and stays foul. By the way, for the Express, Evan Carter, he's down in AAA. He did not make the opening day roster for the Rangers. However, Justin Foscue has just hit his first home run of the year, so it is 2-1 now in favor of Toledo over the Express in the bottom of the first inning at Dell Diamond. 1-2, and Price swings, misses, collected by Piper, tag applied, and Jacob Waggis back. Strikes out two. He's retired all six that he's faced. We go to the last of the eighth inning. Space Cowboys still leading it 2-0 over Durham. On the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast now.
Prediction that helped you avoid It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Two nothing, Space Cowboys leading over the Durham Bulls as we start the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Space Cowboys will hand the ball to the right-hander Logan Van Wy to try and hang on to this lead here in the eighth inning. Van Wy already making his third appearance in four games for the Space Cowboys. Shouldn't surprise you after Van Wy was second in the minors in appearances last year. First offer to Drew Baker is a sweeper, misses in the opposite batter's box for ball number one. Van Wy took the loss on Sunday, but he came in the ninth inning against Oklahoma City. 1-0 is fouled off, and it's 1-1. Kind of a tough luck loss for Van Wy. Gauthier obviously got a leadoff single against him, but then in the next batter up, Chris Oakey was just trying to bunt his way to sacrifice the runner, and instead no one picked the ball up, and it turned into a bunt single. 1-1 fouled back, and it's 1-2. So then after a sacrifice bunt by Hesong Kim, an intentional walk to Dalton Rushing, load up the bases, and Alex Freeland scored on a walk. But give credit to Van Wy, he got the next two outs to strand the bases full. 1-2, he gets a swinging strikeout here. Sweeper as Baker goes down on strikes. Space Cowboys pitchers have now struck out the last four batters that they have faced and five of the last six. It brings up the catcher, Kenny Piper. Van Wy delivers, and a first pitch liner is fair, and that'll get down into the corner. Long run over for Sacco, heading for second and sliding in feet first with a double is Piper. It's his first hit of the season. He had previously been 0 for 10, but he doubles just inside of the left field line, and it'll bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Chandler Simpson. Double that wound up being just fair and got down into the left field corner. And I think that the Space Cowboys are going to check to see if Piper touched first or not. Van Wy is going to step off and throw to first. And they say that he did indeed touch first as he went around. Well, obviously, Guillorme or Price saw something. The Space Cowboys wanted to check. So now back to the top of the order. Here's Simpson. First offer, he shows bunt, pulls back, and takes high. One ball and no strikes. We talked about it every time that Simpson has come up tonight. Blinding speed. And so the defense, high alert right now, 1-0. Simpson takes inside with a cutter. It's two balls and no strikes. 2-0 Sugarland here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Space Cowboys got the only runs of this game back in the third. The hold on the 2-0. And Simpson a pop-up. Calling for it at short is Zach Short. He ranges out into the outfield and squeezes it above his head for out number two, and that is a big second out. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth, the Space Cowboys will have Salazar, Short, and Bastidas due up. As it looks like Ben Peoples is getting loose, and now Sean Buchanan, for the first time tonight, is going to come out of the dugout and have a quick word with Logan Van Wy. Eloy Jimenez is an incredibly dangerous hitter. Was one of the key pieces in the one of the rare inner city trades between the White Sox and the Cubs years ago. In his career with the White Sox in the major leagues, he's hit 95 home runs. was acquired in the deal for Jose Quintana back in July of 2017. He fouls the first pitch back for a strike. It's 0-1. That was when he was a top prospect. He ended up debuting with the White Sox back in 2019. Played in a career-high 122 games that year and hit 31 homers. Man on second with two outs. Van Wy delivers, and a fastball is a little above the zone. The count evens at 1-1. Jimenez is 1-for-3 tonight. Singled in the first, fly to center in the third, and he popped out to right, which turned into a double play his last time up in the sixth. 1-1 is swung through and missed on a fastball, and it's 1-2. Kenny Piper, the runner at second after his one-out double. Logan Van Wy trying to throw up a zero here in the bottom of the eighth inning for Sugar Land. Right-hander sets, and the 1-2 pitch, and Jimenez goes down swinging on a sweeper. Van Wy strands a man, and we go to the ninth. The Space Cowboys 2-0 leaders over the Durham Bulls on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Start of the ninth inning, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys seeking a series opening victory over the Durham Bulls. They lead it 2-0. Durham will turn to the bullpen as they'll bring in the 6'1", 175-pound right-hander Ben Peoples. Peoples, 23 years old, was a 22nd round pick by Tampa Bay back in 2019 out of Giles County High School in Pulaski, Tennessee. He gets Cesar Salazar, Zach Short, and Jesus Bastidas here in this half inning for Sugar Land. First pitch to Salazar. Up and in with a fastball at 94. It's 1-0. Second outing of the year for Peoples. He's thrown one scoreless inning with a couple of strikeouts in his only other appearance over the weekend against the Norfolk Tides. Salazar pops it up back of home. Mask off. As Piper chases it, but it's into the netting. Gets stuck in the netting that protects the fans right behind home plate. That's a canopy over there. And the count goes even at 1-1. Salazar this evening is 0-2, but he walked his last time up in the sixth. Really the only other good scoring chance for Sugar Land, they left the bases loaded in that inning. Peoples the 1-1. Down in the dirt. And that's 2-1. Last season, Peoples made just 12 appearances as a starter with AA Montgomery. Put up good numbers. He went 3-3 with a 3.42 ERA. Ultimately landed on the IL in mid-June. This is inside to Salazar. And the count's going to 3-1 now to Cesar. Placed on the IL on June 14th, then transferred to the 60-day IL and miss the remainder of the season. He was a non-roster invitee to spring training. As Salazar taps this foul and the count is run full.
Everybody clap your hands.
Space Cowboys tonight got six brilliant innings from A.J. Blueball and then scoreless frames from Bennett Sousa and Logan Van Wy. Peoples, the payoff. And Salazar bounces it foul. Steve Fulnout, assessor. Question was, who's going to take over as the closer for the Space Cowboys? And it looks like, at least for tonight, the answer is the right-hander Miguel Castro, who has gotten up and started warming for Sugarland. Payoff again, and Salazar down to an E as he strikes out swinging on a slider. Well, now for the Space Cowboys, six of the last seven batters have struck out. One gone for Zach Short. Due up in the ninth inning for the Bulls is the heart of their order, Bob Seymour, Carson Williams, and Coco Montez. First pitch on the way, and Short cuts and misses on a slider. Short, a line out to center in the fourth. He walked his last time up and struck out back in the second. So Short has now walked in every game that he's played with Sugarland so far this year. One strike pitch. Check swing. And a slider missed downstairs. It's even at 1-1. Space Cowboys have both of their challenges remaining. Durham has one challenge left. They lost a challenge on a pitch back in the sixth to Short. 1-1. Strike call, inner edge fastball. Short swings after it hits the mid of Piper. So he knew he probably should have pulled the trigger on that pitch. And the count goes to 1-2. Peoples comes downhill. And he throws a slider down low. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Short. Series continues tomorrow night, another 5:35 p.m. first pitch. Righty Tyler Ivey is going to be on the mound for the Space Cowboys. Here's the 2-2. And Short sends it back to the netting behind home. He's able to foul off a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Meanwhile, the right-hander Connor Siebold is going to go for Durham. Thursday, Colton Gordon, who was the opening night starter for Sugarland, will make his second appearance of the season. 2-2. Short, stares at a fastball, little off the plate. The count has run full now to the Space Cowboys shortstop. 2-0, Sugarland leading it here in the top of the ninth inning. Two runs on just two hits for Sugarland. The payoff pitch. Outside ball four. And Zach Short has now walked at least twice in all four games with the Space Cowboys. So he draws his second free pass. He's on with only one out, and Jesus Bastidas the batter. Sugarland has converted their one of their two scoring chances tonight and has utilized really good pitching to put themselves in this 2-0 lead here. Peoples brings it home. Mastitis watches the fastball, misses a little low and outside. Mastitis 0-for-2 tonight. He was hit by a pitch back in the fifth and stole second after he got on base. Short, not a very big leadoff at first. 1-0. Breaking ball is hit high in the air, but not very deep. Peters comes on out and left calling for it. Make a one-handed catch over his head with his left hand. And two gone now for Tommy Sacco Jr.
Left fielder, number 14, Tommy Sacco Jr.
Castro looks like he is just about ready. Of course, when the Space Cowboys made their comeback on Friday night and walked it off against Oklahoma City with a four-run ninth, is the first offer to Sacco, here it is. And Tommy fouls it back for strike one. As soon as the Space Cowboys scored their first run in that inning, Mickey Story had Castro get up and start throwing. And because that inning went on for so long, Castro threw a bunch of warm-up pitches, and he was ready to go, especially after Short's game-tying homer. Sacco fouls back the next, and it's 0-2. However, he ended up never getting into the ballgame that night because the Space Cowboys walked it off. He did debut in the ninth inning on Saturday night and stranded a couple of runners in a scoreless ninth. Man at first is Short with two gone, and the 0-2 to Sacco. And Tommy fouls another one back. So three pitches, all of them fastballs, and Sacco fouling all three back. Space Cowboys trying to add to this 2-0 lead here in the ninth. The two-strike pitch. Slider, and he buried it towards the back of the plate. Sacco lays off. Center fielder Simpson is pretty much straight away. Right fielder Baker is a few steps back and right, and the left fielder Peters is relatively deep in the left. This offer is down low, and it kicks away for just a moment from Piper, but he's able to cover it up inside of the dirt circle, so Short has to stay put over at first base. But the count has now run to two and two, to Sacco. Bryce Matthews would hit next for Sugarland. Right-hander Ben Peoples for the Bulls. Here's his 2-2. And Sacco strikes out swinging. Fastball at 94. Space Cowboys get a base runner but can't bring him home. That moves us on to the bottom of the ninth inning. Space Cowboys looking to try and close out a series-opening victory. They'll send the right-hander Miguel Castro to the mound on the other side at Sugarland 2. And Durham nothing on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Big Cotton Bulls, the first baseman, number 21, Bob Seymour.
Last of the ninth, Space Cowboys leading over the Durham Bulls 2-0. And the Space Cowboys are going to call on the right-hander Miguel Castro to try and secure the first save of the season for the Space Cowboys. It'll be Bob Seymour, three-hole hitter and left-handed batting first baseman, to lead it off for the Bulls. Infield plays for the lefty to pull. Guillorme, the third baseman, is where you would normally see a shortstop. First offer from Castro, 96-mile-an-hour sinker, but it's off the plate to the lefty for ball one. Now, Castro, in his last full season of pitching in 2023, is 7-for-11 in saves with the Diamondbacks. Seymour barely nicks a piece of a sinker here, and it's one ball and one strike. Had a career-high 7 saves as part of his 75-game appearance for the Diamondbacks in 2023. This is lobbed in the air down the left field line, struck pretty well, but that'll get foul. Just on the wrong side of the chalk. for Seymour, who's 0-for-3 tonight with two strikeouts and a ground out. A.J. Bluebaugh, 6 shutout innings tonight, in which he gave up just 3 hits and tied a career high with 9 strikeouts. Bennett Sousa worked around a leadoff single, a pass ball, and a stolen base to strike out 3 and strand a runner. And Logan Van Wy left a man at second with a couple of punch outs in a scoreless 8. Castro readies, and the 1-2. High and away with a sinker at 95. So counting it up at 2-2. Space Cowboys have their 2 runs on just 2 hits. It was an RBI double by Shea Whitcomb back in the 3rd. The 2-2. Bouncer right back towards the mound. Castro collects, lobs the first, and it's out of Price's glove. And Price comes away gripping his hand as Colin Price, he's now hurt, it appears. After that throw was just a shot put by Castro. And Price was unable to squeeze it cleanly. That'll draw Takeando out to come and take a look at Price, who had the glove knocked off of him. But Seymour, just a weak tapper on a changeup. And Castro, instead of firing a strike, picked it up and made a shot put style throw. And so Seymour is on, and it's going to get the tying run to the plate. And now they're looking at Price, who had gone down to his crouching position. He's up now. And we'll see if he can stay in the game. Space Cowboys really don't have another first baseman on their roster. And the other decision would probably be if you could bring Shea Whitcomb in from right field and play him over at first, and then put Kennedy Corona in as the replacement for Price. They're going to look at him right now and see about his shoulder mobility, grip strength, and see if he can stay in the game. Whitcomb is taken more than a couple of steps in from right field in the event the Space Cowboys need him, but looks like Price is going to try and remain in this game. By the way, they're going to give that as it is still pending on the decision for Seymour. Regardless, Space Cowboys have a man on, or now Durham has a man on, with nobody out here in the bottom of the 9th inning. And the cleanup man is Carson Williams. So everybody resets here as Castro delivers, and Williams takes a first pitch slider for a called strike. It is 0-1. And Williams, a sharp single back in the 7th. Then took second on a pass ball and advanced on a steal of 3rd. Next offer, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Appeal down to first base. And Trevor Matthews confirms that Carson Williams went through the zone. It's 0-2. Man at first with nobody out. 2-0 Space Cowboys in the 9th. The pitch. That is in there. Strike 3 called. Williams is going to challenge. He thought that was a ball. And we'll get a look here. On the ABS, it looks like, on the initial look of StatCast, it was a ball, and it is. So Williams successfully challenges strike 3, missed the outer half by the smallest of margins. But instead of strike 3, it is ball 1. And they have given that as an E1 that has let Castro, or that let Seymour reach. Next pitch slider is low and out. It's 2-0. The scoring really is semantic at this point. The bigger concern is that the leadoff man reached against Sugarland. Castro, belt high set, and the pitch. And that's grounded out towards short, collected by short. The second for 1, relay to first. Price digs it out. Safe is the call. Price brought it into his chest on a short arm throw from Matthews. The lead runner is canceled. However, a faster runner is on base now than Seymour. Space Cowboys, though, do secure the out, 6-4 on the putout, as Williams reaches on the fielder's choice. So now it's Coco Montez, right-handed batter, and the first pitch is laced back to the netting for strike 1. The next offer. And a tapper is foul over on the first base side. Looked like it might stay fair just right in front of home plate, but instead it goes foul. And it's 0-2. By the way, Carson Williams, it would have been next to impossible to double him up. He went home to first in 4.43 seconds as a right-handed batter. And that is in the 90th percentile among major leaguers. Castro's 0-2. That is low. Just barely missed with the changeup. Montez laid off, and it's 1-2. 2-0, Sugarland leading it here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And at first is Carson Williams with one out for Durham. Miguel Castro for Sugarland is 1-2. And Montez strikes out swinging on a changeup. Two gone in the inning. And the last hope here for Durham is Tanner Murray. Murray is 1-for-3 tonight. That means he's now 8-for-17 on the season. His one was a lobbed single out into shallow right field. Castro readies in his first pitch. And a check swing doesn't matter. Slider finds the outer corner for a strike at his 0-1. Carson Williams at first for Durham. Two gone in the inning. As Castro sets and fires. A wave and a miss on a slider. It is 0-2. Castro trying to finish off the game for the Space Cowboys and lock up a series opening win against Durham. Murray waiting. And Castro, the 0-2 pitch. Got him swinging on a slider. And in their fourth game of the season, the Sugarland Space Cowboys hurl a shutout. Even though they're held to just two hits tonight, the Space Cowboys come to Durham and in their first ever interleague series, get a series opening victory. Final score tonight, the Sugarland Space Cowboys 2, the Durham Bulls nothing. When we come back, it's the postgame show. Take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow's action. Space Cowboys win it tonight, 2-0. Postgame show next on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Welcome back to Durham Bulls Athletic Park, where the Sugarland Space Cowboys, in their first ever regular season international or interleague game, come away with a victory tonight as they top the Durham Bulls by a final score of 2-0. Let's take you back through this one, and there's not a whole lot to tell from the ball game in terms of offense. Space Cowboys capitalized on their one real opportunity that they had in this ball game. It came in the third inning against Joe Boyle, who had retired 8 of the first 9 that he faced, but then in the third inning with 2 outs, he walked Bryce Matthews, who then stole second in front of Luis Guillorme, who also walked. And that brought up Shea Whitcomb, who got into a favorable count and wrapped a 2-RBI double into the left field corner that scored both Matthews and Guillorme and gave the Space Cowboys a 2-0 lead. The only other real scoring chances for the Space Cowboys came in the fifth when Jesus Bastidas was hit by a pitch, stole second, and was left stranded at second, but that's because Drew Baker made an incredible running catch into the right field corner to rob Luis Guillorme of what surely would have been at least an RBI double. Then in the sixth, the Space Cowboys loaded the bases up on three walks with two outs. However, Jonathan Hernandez came in and got a strikeout and left the bases loaded. Space Cowboys would get just one more base runner the rest of the way. But they were all right tonight because they got a brilliant outing by A.J. Blueball. The right-hander gave up just a single in the first inning to Eloy Jimenez, but struck out the side. And then really the only other jam that Blueball faced tonight came in the second. Tanner Murray reached on a flare single with one out. After Peters lined out, Drew Baker singled to center, but Blueball got a strikeout of Kenny Piper looking, and that set off a string where he retired the next 10 batters in a row, going 3-up, 3-down in the third, fourth, and fifth. His fastball touched 97 miles an hour tonight. And then in the sixth inning, he did get a gift because after Chandler Simpson reached on an infield single, Eloy Jimenez flied out to right, and on the fly ball, Simpson took off for second, didn't realize that the ball was going to be caught, and as a result, whenever Simpson went sliding in, he slid in head first to second base. And when that happened, the Space Cowboys were able to double him up at first. Blueball then struck out Bob Seymour for his ninth strikeout of the night, tying a career high. In the seventh, it was Bennett Sousa who gave up a leadoff single to Carson Williams, who moved to second on a pass ball and then stole third. But Sousa struck out the next three batters to keep the shutout going. Logan Van Wy was called upon in the eighth. He gave up a one-out double to Kenny Piper, but got Chandler Simpson to pop up on the infield before Eloy Jimenez struck out swinging. And then in the ninth, Bob Seymour reached on an error by Miguel Castro. That's the first error of the season for the Space Cowboys. Carson Williams then reached on a fielder's choice, but Castro got back-to-back punchouts to lock down the first save of the season as the Space Cowboys get a win here in Durham tonight by a final score of 2-0. Final totals from this evening's game. For the Space Cowboys, two runs on just two hits. They committed one error tonight and left seven men on base. For Durham, no runs on six hits. They did not commit any errors, and the Bulls end up leaving six men on base. The winning pitcher tonight is A.J. Blueball. He improves to 1-0. The loss tonight goes to Joe Boyle. He drops to 0-1. Holds tonight for Bennett Sousa and Logan Van Wy, the first for each of them, and a save tonight for Miguel Castro, his first of the season. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 25 minutes in front of a crowd of 7,319 on what started off as a 67-degree clear night here in Durham. With the win, the Space Cowboys are now 2-2. With the loss, the Durham Bulls are now 2-2. Next up, it's another 5:35 p.m. Central Time first pitch coming up tomorrow night. For the Space Cowboys, the right-hander Tyler Ivey is scheduled to start for them. For Durham, it'll be the right-hander Connor Siebel. 5:35 for your first pitch, so we're on the air for you at around 5:20 across the Sugar Land Space Cowboys broadcast network coming up tomorrow night. I want to say a big thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible tonight, including all of you who listened in at home. Whether you're with us for an out, an inning, or the entirety of tonight's game, we're so thrilled that you made Sugar Land Space Cowboys baseball a part of your night. One more time, your final score from here at Durham Bulls Athletic Ballpark. The Sugar Land Space Cowboys 2, the Durham Bulls nothing. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at 5:35 p.m. Central Time. Until then, good night from Tobacco Road.